Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Lunch with Jesus. It's time to grab your lunch, sit back and relax, and let's listen to the divine messages that are coming to us for today. And we will start as always by introducing ourselves. And here is the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm sure you know about me by now. I'm sure you do. And the one thing that I like to say is I'm a foodie, and that's part of my journey. That's why my journey started off with cookies flying off of countertops. But enough about me. I just wanted to say, Barbara, you have a special guest from the other side that is really happy and excited to meet you.
Okay.
Well, it's Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh.
Oh, wonderful.
So I connected with him. Yes, I connected with him last night. Diana brought him to the show. And now he's saying that he's really hooked on this blog talk stuff. So he heard a lot about you. You know, those that, on the other side, they talk about Barbara quite a bit as well. And he just said, you know, if you have a common interest, nobody cares a damn where you come from or who you are. But when you talk with angels and you give healing therapy right on the spot, you do spiritual counseling, he's saying, my goodness, this is just totally amazing. And he said, as for me, you know, I would basically, you know, do a little bit of bird watching. And he's saying, Barbara, this is so much more fun. And he's saying, wow, and this infinity healing stuff, this innate releasing, and all the things you do, that is, like, totally amazing. And he's saying, you know, being a foodie, I thought, you know, why not come to lunch with Jesus? He's saying, Barbara, first things first. I hope you're serving salmon today. And he's saying, well, you know, I have to think about this because we know what Jesus says, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day, teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. I hope I don't have to fish for my lunch. So I'm hoping that either, but he said he wished he, you know, connected with us before he, you know, transitioned. And he just loves everything we do. He loves animals. Animals are one of his passion. And he's saying, do you know, Barbara, what my name means, Philip?
No.
Well, it means fond of horses. He said, I'm fond of talking dogs, too, you know. So he knows that, you know, Ginger comes on the show with us, and he is just so excited. He's saying these shows are like a spiritual party, and I'm just so excited because I've wasted so much time doing other things when I could have been, you know, connecting with you ladies. This is totally, totally amazing. So he's here with Lady Diana, and she's laughing. She's saying that, you know, she's been listening to us for quite a while. And she's recalling the time when we had a young woman come in, and her inner child was in the closet making a mess. So she had to guide the little inner child outside to play while we were connecting with the caller. So Diana has brought him up to speed, and he's just so excited that, you know, for that little bit of time that we're on the air, that you could actually change your life. He's saying that's incredible. And Diana said yes, and the energy, the love, that's incredible too. So he's sitting there and going to listen in. He's really, really excited. And he's saying, and I'm hearing, you know, that talks to all these goddesses too, so he's thoroughly excited, Barbara.
Well, good.
Yes, but he's saying first things first. What are you serving for lunch? Well, I think Jesus provides the food for today. It's not us. I really do. Jesus is catering today.
Oh, okay.
We're all good, you know, and I don't know if Joan will be around, but she and Ginger were with us a little bit last night. So Ginger's saying, just in case there's nothing that he likes, she packed some deli for him. those delicious sandwiches. So I think we're all good, but he is so honored to be here, and he's saying, Barbara, I've heard so much about you. You're amazing, and thank you for allowing me to be here today.
Well, I'm so glad he's with us.
Yes, yes. So he's saying, okay, Barbara, you now talk about you a little bit. I want to hear it. He wants to hear all the beautiful things that you do, how you transform lives and you connect with a higher source, and he's just so excited.
Well, good. Well, you have to finish telling about you first.
Well, he heard about me last night, so he knows who I am. We don't want him to get too impatient. I'm turning it over to you.
Okay. Well, who am I? I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a soul contract rewriter, an energy upcycling practitioner, a dear innate practitioner, an infinity healing practitioner, a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, and tons of other things. I help people change their beliefs, change their lives, change their experiences, open up to who they are, open up to that inner power, that inner passion, that inner knowing, so that they can live an incredible life instead of just that got to get through the day kind of life. And I started all this because I was living one of those got to get through the day kind of lives, and I was not happy at all. And so I began to make changes to myself, and those changes have been phenomenal, and I love them. And I love my life now. I'm happy. I'm really happy. So anyone who wants to know more can read about me on my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there. So I hope that gave him enough for now.
I think it did, Barbara. And he heard about Jackson, and he said, well, where's this Jackson? I said, well, Jackson has school. And he said, I think sometimes, you know, parents send children to school to get them out of the house. So I said, well, I'm hoping he learns a little bit too. So I do hope so. But he's hoping in the future to meet the little bugger, okay?
Oh, well, good. Well,
he's
excited. You want to share your divine messages?
Oh, divine messages. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I almost forgot about divine messages, Barbara, my goodness, because he hasn't heard my divine messages, some of them. Okay, so we're going to start off, and we're going to breathe in love, and we're going to let that beautiful divine energy of love radiate throughout every cell of our body. And as we're breathing in, we notice someone is standing next to us, and it is Kuan Yin. And she's saying, beloveds, I am here. I am with you now. I have come forward today to nourish your heart and your inner goddess. And don't be afraid, she's saying, Prince Philip. Everyone has, you know, a male and a female side to resonate with, so you can enjoy this too. And he's laughing. He's saying, I certainly will, you know. So each day, remember, Kuan Yin is saying, I am with you, beloveds. You each are enlightened beings. I have come today with Mother Mary, and we ask that you honor your sacred feminine energy. You radiate love, compassion, nurturing, and patience, and you are reminded that whatever you focus upon is what you create. When you are aware, you are able to live up to your truest potential. You have the qualities of myself and Mother Mary. Please, beloveds, devote some sacred time to connecting with us each morning during your prayers and experience our love, our patience, and our strength. This will help you to grow. It will help you to expand. Allow our love to grow now within you. It will help you to realize how perfectly human and perfectly divine you truly are. We are surrounding you each and cradling you in our arms. Beloveds, please let our nurturing energy fill your head and go all the way down to your toes. And as this energy goes downward, you are filled with unconditional love. We will nurture and we will nourish your growth and assist you on your spiritual path so that you can become an even greater blessing to all mankind. Many blessings from Kuan Yin and Mother Mary. So with that being said, Jesus is, of course, with us. And he's saying, my beloveds, I understand each of you because I know you as God created you. Your potential is unlimited. Let love be the force that propels you into the world. Expect good things to happen, and they will. Take a moment right now to breathe deeply. And on the exhale, exhale all your cares to heaven. Fill your heart with faith and trust in God's infinite wisdom and love. Every situation that you encounter is an opportunity to learn an important life lesson. Look not upon the situation as a problem, but instead see it as a learning experience that will help you grow. The answer to every question is love. It's always love. Think about, what would love do? And at this time, I ask that you each open your heart to both sending and receiving this love. Feel it through your heart chakra. Feel yourself breathing in love and then breathing out love. And stay positive, and you will attract loving solutions. You can change your life by changing your thoughts. Rest assured, whatever is taking place at the moment is only temporary. Good is coming your way. Live in your God space, and events will become blessings. And I am always with you, and I love you, Jesus. So those are the messages I was told to bring forward today, Barbara.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, well, let's see what's flowing through me now. Okay, this is a message from a group. Because the first thing I'm hearing is, we are here. So, here we go. It's time. It's time to change your life. So many people are just waiting. They're waiting for it to be time, for someone to tell them that it is time. So we are telling you, it is time. There is no better time than now to make the changes that will bring you into alignment with a life that is beautiful and loving and happy and joyful and abundant and everything that you desire. Stop putting off your own happiness. Stop putting off your own joy. Stop putting off your own life. It is time. It is time now. We are here now. We are with you now. We will work with you now. Time. Do it now. Okay, that was short and sweet and to the point.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
All right, then. We will begin now. Hold on. Let me open the chat room. All right. The chat room is opening. Ah, there it is. And if you want to call in, the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And we will now go to our first caller from area code 678. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi. How are you? I'm fine. Just a little discouraged today. And the reason for that is because, like, 3 weeks ago, I had a procedure done where they had to run this tube down my nose through my throat to my stomach to monitor some things, and I haven't heard anything, and I called yesterday to see what my results were, but I still haven't heard anything. And it's kind of worrying me because I'm supposed to have cosmetic surgery this year, but I want to make sure that my body is healthier enough and that I'm able to go through with this. So 1 minute I'm up and 1 minute I'm down.
Okay. Okay, Sonia, I'm just trying to connect with your energy. This is DC. Thank you for calling in. Okay. Okay. What I'm getting... Okay, what am I getting for you? Okay, so what I'm getting as I'm breathing in is, you know, stay positive. That was the first thing that I heard. Okay, please stay positive. Mm-hmm. Because when you're not in a positive state, you know, and you're up and you're down, when you're down, you're actually, you're putting these feelings, like, into your body that you don't want, and they can affect your body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting you need to relax a little bit more. Have you been doing, like, meditation and things to calm that inner turmoil?
Yeah, I've been taking walks, deep breaths, try not to think about it, cleaning up more, moving a little bit more around the house, doing things to keep my mind off of it. But my friend actually had surgery yesterday, and when she contacted me FaceTime, it kind of just like, you know, when she asked me about it, you know, I was like, no, I haven't heard anything because, you know, we were supposed to do this together. But I didn't want to go through with it because I wasn't sure, you know, what was going on with my body. I've been trying to eat healthier, drink more water. And actually, to be honest, I'm like, I'm still going to go through with it regardless of what. That's how I feel. Like, you know, I'm going to do this because I feel like I've came a long way, you know, considering the fact what I went through last year. And then plus this is something that I've been contemplating for like 15 years, you know.
Okay. Okay. Well, as you were, you know, telling us what was going on, Jesus actually stepped forward. And he's here, you know, to help you. He's offering healing to you, Sonia. And he's saying, you know, have faith in God's miracles, and they're miracles of love, as we know. Okay? So I'm getting, you know, you've been thinking about this for 15 years, and Jesus is, he's coming forward, and he's saying, my beloved, I would like to show you how I see you through the eyes of love, through the eyes of the divine. And, you know, you would see yourself differently, okay? So allow him to come in and help you. And, you know, you have a lot of angels with you. They're going to help you to resolve all of the worry that you're going through, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I'm seeing, like, from, you know, Jesus and the angels, they're going to help you to really to feel better, to feel stronger, to feel healthier, okay? So what I'm getting is just, you know, what is it that has made you that unhappy that you're going forward with all the plans you just told us about?
Lately, I've been having complications with my stomach.
Okay.
And everyone kept saying that I'm fine. My heart doctors keep saying I'm fine. And I also was experiencing, like, complications in my chest. So I reached out to another doctor to get a second opinion. So they did tests. But I'm kind of assuming that everything is fine, and maybe it's just an ulcer or something because, like I say, it's been 3 weeks. And
I'm getting you're holding on to something, like, emotionally and mentally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel, you know, some of this is about going forward and, you know, really fulfilling all those dreams, okay?
Yeah.
So you've got to lighten up a little bit, and you've got to allow, okay? And, you know, I am being shown, yes, you have been making these wonderful, healthful changes in your life. Okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm getting, like, it, you know, there's frustration. That's what they're saying, frustration. There's something, there's stress, there's frustration. Okay? And I feel like, you know, you may, in fact, end up seeing the doctor a few more times because I don't think they're finding, you know, where the frustration and the stress is, you know, coming from. Okay?
Exactly. Yep, I agree.
But I feel like, you know, there's some part of you, you've neglected some part of Sonia. Okay? And you're feeling, you know, you're not feeling right physically. Okay? But I'm feeling that, you know, what I'm seeing right here is, you know, it's mental and, you know, spiritual, emotional. And I feel like something is going to take a turn and inspire you, you know, to really go forward and feel, you know, the best that you can feel. Okay? But I'm not getting, like, I'm not personally getting anything bad. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just getting, you're holding on to things and you've got to let go of them and allow the divine to come in and help you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I don't know what that can be.
Well, Barbara is going to come in and help us, but I feel like your inner child, little Sonia, is kicking the crap out of you, you know, and we have Diana here with Prince Philip, and Diana's trying to catch her. She's running around, and she's saying, I know what the problem is. She doesn't play with me enough. Okay, so have you been connecting with that beautiful little inner child of yours?
Could you repeat that, please?
Yes, each of us has an inner child, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we're critical of ourselves, when we don't take time off to really, you know, to play, to love ourselves, that little beautiful girl that's within you is saying, you know what, you're no fun. You've got to lighten up a little bit. And for you to feel, you know, healthy, mind, body, and spirit, you've got to take time out to play with me. When's the last time that you just, you know, did something spur of the moment, hon?
It's been a while.
Yeah. Okay. So she's saying, come on, why don't you be a little bit more spontaneous and maybe a little bit crazy, and let's have some fun. Where you just have fun, you don't care who sees you, you don't care about anything. You care about just having fun with that beautiful little inner child within. So I feel like, what is being looked at here is, she's showing me, she's saying they're not going to find, you know, an inner child in all their tests, okay? She's lonely, she feels like you have not connected with her. And she's saying you might be feeling, you know, anxiety, fear, you know, frustration. And she's saying, come play with me. Like, think about something that you did as a child that really was a lot of fun. Connect and invite little Sonia out with you. And, you know, Jesus was talking about God's miracles. Well, I feel like, you know, connecting with your inner child, this too will bring about miracles in your life, okay? It's going to be really, really beautiful. I feel it. Do you have any photos of yourself when you were small, a little girl?
I have a few, yes.
Well, take one that, like, you could really see the photo and you could look at little Sonia and, you know, and just allow her to connect with you. And, you know, the pictures that you had when you were small, were they happy pictures that you were smiling? You seemed to be having a lot of fun?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, well, little Sonia right now does not have a smile on her face. She looks really sad. So this is your time, you know, that you can connect with her and allow her to just tell you how she's feeling, okay?
Okay.
Give her a chance. Open up and, you know, let her, you know, she can connect, you know, you could hear her within talk to you. And let her tell you what she's needing so that she feels better and maybe something that she enjoyed, you know, during her child as a child. And I do feel like that is going to really help you, Sonia, to feel better. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm just kidding. You've got to release the fears that you have. There's some kind of fears within you. They're holding you back, and they're emotional fears. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So get past those fears, like I said, you know, connect with that beautiful inner child. And, you know, maybe think about even trying something a little new. I feel like, you know, your energy is stagnant. This is time to try something new. You know, something that you wanted to do, maybe never did before, and that'll help with the energy. And, you know, little Sonia she's happy that you're going to have the opportunity to feel better. And she's clapping her hands, she's jumping up and down, and she's saying, you know, let go of, you know, being an adult and make room for some childlike fun. So connect with her. And you've got to have courage to do that. And when you do, you take that leap of faith and make your inner child a priority, I feel like things are going to be so much better. Now, she's talking about the word forgiveness. Who do you need to forgive? Is it yourself, or is there someone in your life that you've been holding on to feelings with?
I don't know, because I've been trying to clear all of that out for like months. And I actually feel better about it. I don't even think about it anymore.
Okay. I'm still getting you holding on to something. And it might be you just need to forgive yourself for something you thought you did or you didn't do. And, you know, focus on today. Focus on being healthy with your beautiful inner child. Yeah, I'm just, like I said, I didn't get anything in regard to, like, any kind of illness or anything. And I'm just getting, you've got to let go of whatever it is you're holding on to. Connect and have more fun and, you know, get rid of the stress is what I'm being shown. And to help you do that, to be able to verbalize everything, we have an angel coming in. And she's going to help you to really to speak and connect with your truth, to be honest, you know, with yourself and, you know, just, you know, seeing things as they were. They're not good, they're not bad, they just were. And we're going to release that, you know, underlying issue of fear. Okay, it might have been when you were small that you didn't feel accepted. Maybe you didn't, you know, connect with different people. But this is about you, and the angels want to help empower you, Sonia, okay?
Okay.
And when you speak your truth in a loving way, people will, you know, they'll see you and they'll respect everything that you have to say. So I am getting, you know, this is time for healing. You know, the divine is here. We have all the angels gathering around you. There's a beautiful, beautiful, I'm seeing like a pink mist around you. Then I'm seeing the white lights and all around you. It's like, it's so divine and lit up. So Mother Mary, Kuan Yin is still here. Jesus is here, all the angels, and they're saying this is a time to surrender and release. So invite all these divine beings in and have a little faith and allow them to help, you know, assist you with the healing process, okay? So
okay.
I am getting, you know, you do need some kind of a healing, and I do feel like you're not in balance, you know, physically, mentally, and emotionally as well. Okay, so that beautiful inner child is jumping up and down. As we're speaking, she's playing jump rope with the Ascended Masters. And I'm going to ask Barbara to come in, and you're going to feel a lot better, hon, okay?
Okay, thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
Okay, Sonia. Is there something that generally goes wrong health-wise with members of your family around your age?
Yes. Cousin.
Okay, I'm feeling that is a part of what you're feeling. That you are thinking that, well, it's happening to them, it's probably going to happen to me. And you may not be even be consciously aware that you're thinking that, but it's something that you are internalizing. And by internalizing it, you are affecting your own digestion. So that's where it's coming to play, and that's why you've had some of the feelings that you have. I do not get that there is anything physically wrong with you. It's just those thoughts and beliefs that you are stuffing down in yourself, and your body is saying, let it go. We don't want this, but you're not letting it go.
Okay. I kind of feel like that now since you said that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they were showing me. So we are going to do a little bit of letting it go. Because remember they said now is the time. So let me see who wants to. Okay. So the goddess asked is going to lead this, and you have all of this beautiful divine help, all the ones DC was telling you about. Oh, there's even more coming in now. So you have tons of support. So listen to her
and
message.
Go
ahead.
Prince Philip is, he's saying, I want to help. He has his hand up, Barbara. And he's asking, Sonia, what are you running away from? I feel like it was something in your childhood. So he's just here, and he's asking you, you know, he feels that you're running away from something that you never addressed from childhood.
I was molested by a cousin at the age of 11.
Okay.
And now he's my cousin on my father's side. But now he's with my cousin on my mother's side, and she has an 11-year-old daughter.
Okay.
And it terrifies me. Like, I've said things, like, in bits or pieces, but I just...
And he's saying that you're saying it's better for me to keep my mouth shut. That's what he's feeling, that you're feeling, oh, my, it's better if I keep my mouth shut.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Barbara. Now Prince Philip says he'd like you to continue, please. Okay.
All righty. So here is the goddess Ash, and while she's talking, they're all going to be moving energy through you and clearing out things that you've been hanging on to, some of this stuff several lifetimes. So there's quite a bit of stuff there. Okay, here we go. Open your heart. Open your heart to yourself. It's about loving and accepting you. Loving and accepting you exactly as you are. Letting go of the belief that you're not perfect. It's not a matter of being perfect. It's just a matter of accepting you. And we are releasing, dissolving some of the old incidents, the pain, the fear, the doubt, the worry. And we are opening your own ability to speak, to say what you need to say to the people you need to say it to have discussions about things that happened in your past that you've never told anyone, to do what is right from your heart. So you may feel things dissolving within you. Just let it go. Let it go. We're not changing anything that happened. We are simply releasing all the energy around it so that you can talk about anything that ever happened in your life without it triggering an emotional cascade within you. And we are opening you up to accepting that there are members of your family who will have health issues, who have had health issues, but you do not have to have the same. We're clearing your genetics of any need to repeat any illness for any reason. Because you are the one that gets to decide how healthy you are or are not going to be. And we want you to take a deep, deep breath and just let go. And we see that there's also some guilt around this surgery that you are choosing to have. And it doesn't matter where the guilt's coming from or why it's there. We're releasing it. Just let it go. Let it go. This is your life. And you have the right to decide what you are going to do, who you are going to be, what you are going to experience. These are your rights. No one else has a right to tell you a darn thing about what you should do. And so we're clearing all of that out, bringing your power back to you and sending their power back to them. You don't need anybody else's power. You have more than enough of your own. And just let go. It is safe for you to live your life. And it is safe for you to speak about the things that your heart wants you to speak about. It is safe for you to love others. It is safe for you to love yourself. It is safe for you to share. And it is safe for you to receive. Take one more deep breath and just let go. Okay, how does that feel?
I feel better. I really do.
And they're saying that you can talk to your cousin, or both of them, actually. You can talk to both of them about what happened in the past and make sure that they have a clear understanding of what's happening now. And once
okay.
you do that, you should let it go because there's nothing else you need to do.
Okay. All right.
And they're also saying, go have your surgery.
Thank you guys.
Oh,
so
you're
much.
Welcome. And Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, is saying, Sonia, you no longer have to be reticent. And, you know, speak what you are feeling, let go of the worries. And he's saying, you know, when you think about your health, think about ways to enjoy yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, oh, what a friend we have in Jesus and these fine ladies. So, we're always here for you, you know, and just if you need us, call back again. But Prince Philip, this is his first time here, so he's just waving to you and saying, you know, enjoy yourself and connect with that beautiful inner child.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And have some fun.
I am. Yeah. I am going to have me some fun.
Good.
Awesome. That's wonderful.
Thanks for calling, Sonia. Enjoy.
Thank you.
And Barbara, you know, Prince Philip said, oh, my goodness, what heartfelt readings and healing. He's just, he's having so much fun listening and adding to the conversation, of course. He had his hand up. I'm going, okay, give me a second. We've got to wait till she stops talking for a second before you, you know, add to the conversation. He's just having a really wonderful time.
Well, good. Well, I hope that he enjoys Nathaniel, because that's who we're talking to next. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey, good morning.
Hello, Nathaniel.
I'm doing pretty good. Really good.
Good.
So what's going on today, Nathaniel?
Well, I go to the cancer imaging center for an appointment, but that's not for a couple hours.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. In the interim, Nathaniel, just breathe. Oh my goodness, just breathe. That's the first thing that I was hearing. Please, just breathe. Okay. And little Nathaniel is with you, and he's saying, relax, give your fears, you know, to these beautiful ladies you're calling into this amazing show, and make a wish. And little Nathaniel is throwing stars up into the sky, and he's saying, I see Jesus, I see the angels, and they're all here to help you. But you do need a little help to heal the fears that you're having. You're holding on to fear. You're holding on to pain from the past. And you've got to let all of that go. And please don't worry. Okay? So listen to little Nathaniel. He's saying, don't worry. Okay?
Okay.
And I truly, you know, I believe what, you know, little Nathaniel is trying to tell you. And I'm seeing... Okay, the Wizard of Oz, where the lion had gotten a heart for courage, and little Nathaniel's handing you a beautiful heart, and he's saying, you've got to have courage, too. Don't be afraid, you know, to move forward, and move forward in perfect health. Stop having those, you know, thoughts and everything, because they're limiting you, and they're stopping you from going forward and enjoying a beautiful, positive, happy, healthy life. Okay, Nathaniel? So you've got to have faith in yourself, and you've got to believe, you know, that you're entitled to be healthy. Okay? So please believe that. Okay? And Nathaniel did call into a show last night, and Prince Philip was there, and he's just waving to you, Nathaniel. Okay? And he's saying, Nathaniel, you know, listen to little Nathaniel and allow yourself to be joy. He says, you have beautiful dynamic energy, and he's saying you're taking life a little bit too seriously. Okay? He's saying, Nathaniel, I think you're going to be in the pink of things. Okay, so that was from Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, Nathaniel.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and to continue on with a little bit of healing. But just breathe in love and breathe in perfect health and let go of all the other stuff that's not, you know, love and perfect health, and breathe it upward to heaven, Nathaniel. Barbara?
Okay, Nathaniel. Let's see what they want to do with you today. We want you to understand that there's nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. Hear the words that we are saying as we move the energy through you to clear out any beliefs that there is anything wrong with you. You did not come here to suffer, to struggle, to have this heavy burden in your life. It's time to let that go. We're taking it away now. We're removing all of it. Please don't bring it back. it is time for you to open up to your own freedom, to the love within you, to your own gifts and abilities, to creating your life your way. It's time for you to accept that it is you who makes the choices. It's no one else. No one else has power over you. They're not supposed to, and they don't have power over you. And we are taking all of that energy away that is not yours, that other people have heaped upon you throughout this lifetime. We're clearing it all out. Releasing it all. Other people's thoughts, other people's opinions, just let it go. And feel it as the weight is lifted from your shoulders. As you feel freer than you've ever felt before. This is about you being you. And there is nothing more important than that. You are a valuable person. You are gifted. You are loved. You are so much more than you know. Just let go. Breathe deep and let go. You are not what doctors say that you are. They are just expressing what they express. And you do not need to accept it because it's not your energy. Let that go. No one can tell you that you have to be sick. Let it go. Open up to the health within you, to the power within you, to the truth within you. And let it all go. Let go of all of the authority figures and everything that they've ever told you. Let it go. You give people power over you, and it's time to stop that. Stop it now. Accept that you are the one in power in your life, and only you. And let the rest of it go. Breathe deeply and let it go. And we are here with you. And we will continue to work with you. You are not alone. You never have been and you never will be. And your life is meant to be so much more. Accept that. Live it. It's time. It's time right now. Okay, how does that feel?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I really wasn't worried about the appointment. I was just kind of just bringing it up because that's what I was going to be doing later.
And there was some old energy in you that you've had from doctors in the past that you had not let go of. That's why they brought that up. It's not necessarily connected with today. It's some stuff from the past.
I ended up getting the shingles vaccine. And I was just, someone mentioned that, you know, I didn't want to get vaccinated. And they said, well, you know, they have the shingles, you know. You don't want to get shingles, you know, you get the shingles vaccine. And I guess, is that for bones and muscles or something like that? You know, because a lot of my, you know, bones and muscles were aching after I had the shot. I wonder if I should go through with the second shot.
I would go into meditation and ask before getting any kind of vaccine ever, to make sure that it is for your highest good.
Sure.
Right now, they're not telling you that you need to be vaccinated for anything.
Right. Well, I wonder if do you see me moving at all soon? Because I'm not talking to a couple people here, and the other guy's gone, so it's kind of strange.
I get that you haven't really made a firm decision about that. You haven't decided that you are ready to move.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to make that decision, and then you can find the place that you're going to be moving to. But until you know that moving is the right choice for you, you're not going to get the information about, you know, where you should move to or any of the other stuff. Because you haven't put the information out there saying, okay, I'm ready to move.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to move, you know. If you know, you have to move, and it might even be worse. You know, I don't know. So.
Well, remember, you want to create what you truly desire, not what you're afraid of. So only focus on what you desire.
Okay.
All right, have some fun today.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. And our next caller is 111111111. Hello.
Well, great timing because prior to now, I wouldn't have been able to speak to you because of other things, other involvement. When you're happy, clap your hands. Do something. Yes, I'm happy. You know what I'm saying, Pharrell?
Yeah.
And when you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. That's what came to me when you were saying you were happy. That's the first time that came to me like that. And you say that a lot these days. How y'all doing?
Well, it is good to be happy, so maybe I should start singing the song. Or maybe I should just clap my hands. There we go.
Well, Barbara, well, we'll play the song and you clap your hands.
You can do both.
Yeah, she can. She's amazing.
Oh, and the other one. But anyway, my tongue got twisted and a little bit. How do you twist your tongue? Some people can do that, you know, and they might get paid big money to be able to do something like that. Oh, yeah, right. How nice to speak to you all in this moment. I'll tell you, what a way, what a day, and, you know, I'm glad to be able to connect. What's up? Oh, you know, and Ginger's with me. I forgot halfway riding. Then I said, oh, yeah, Ginger, come on, babies. So we're riding now.
Well, she's happy to just kick back and have a beautiful ride. She really is.
Well, she's always welcome. And Prince, what's his name? Prince Philip,
the Duke of Edinburgh, yes.
Well, now, I mean, are you in royal company or what? Me, him, and you? And the rest of the crew?
Barbara, don't forget about Barbara.
I said the rest of the crew. You know, I didn't forget. How could I forget about the nice one? With all
he heard about Barbara, and he said, I must attend. So Diane had something to do. She dropped him off for a little bit, and she's going to come back for him after the show. And he is just having a really good time. And he's saying, hello, Queen. It's an honor to meet you.
Oh, the same to you, Prince. Yes.
And
how has your journey been?
He had a fast journey, and he came back with Diana to connect with us. He's doing really well, and he's wanting me to give you, he's saying, a bit of good news. He's saying, that you may actually receive a piece of good news, Queen. Okay? Things look like they're running smoothly. He's telling me to tell you things look like they're running smoothly. Okay? And he's saying there's something go about business that you might have to change things up a little bit, sort of redevelop something within the business. Okay? Okay. He's asking me if you have a partner with business. Do you have any kind of business partner?
No, I have had one, and I have a straggling connection to one.
Okay. Maybe it could be the straggling connection. Yes, he's just not too sure about that connection.
That's why
okay.
It's straggling.
Yes, just he likes the way that you do things, you know. So he really, you know, he just loves the way you do things, and he's amazed by what you do as well. Okay, and he's saying stay positive. Things are improving for you. Okay. Okay, is there anything that's coming up involving any kind of legal documentation?
Legal. Well, there's some things that could be coming up, and then...
Okay. So he's saying something then in regard to that may need a little bit more attention. Okay?
Okay.
He's just saying, you know, just to keep your eyes open. But he's enjoyed this so much that he, you know, he said it's so much more fun than bird watching, and he wished that he connected with us sooner. You know?
Well,
okay.
You know, everything in time. You know, Prince, I just came out of, well, not just, but earlier today I went to the eye doctor and I heard this person saying they were 90-something years old and they sounded so young. And I'm saying that because you passed when you were 99 or something like that. And when he walked into the same room as me, walked in like he was, I'm like 24. And he like, I said, okay, what you got to tell me? He said it's about being active. It's about staying active. He said, you know, sitting in the armchair can be fun and all of that. But, you know, if you don't stay active, you will not be like me. And he said, stay away from old people. Okay.
Yes, that is so true. Because as we know, age is just, it's just a number. Okay.
Yeah, he was cool. He's a cool dude. It was a pleasure to experience him.
Yes. And it's really funny. He was born in 1921, and then he transitioned in 1921. I'm not sure, but I'm thinking maybe he was 90.
I think he was 99.
Was he 99?
She's about 94, something like that. I think he was 99.
He was 99, but he said he just fell a day over 30. You know, he was young at heart, and, you know, the way that you feel about everything, his sense of humor is what really helped. He had he still has an amazing sense of humor.
Now that's important, as you well know, Magical DC now.
Yeah, well, when he heard about Joan and Ginger and, you know, he was often told, like, people would cringe with his sense of humor, you know, but he was just amazing, and he still is amazing. In fact, he connected last night. He ended up he had a little bit of socially some spirits, a little bit of a party, you know, but he's a foodie. He loves to eat. So he always wants to know when he's going somewhere, first tell him about what they're serving, you know.
I heard that.
Yes. So if you invite him on a road trip, he just wants to know what you're bringing along, you know.
I'm there, Prince. You know, if that's not enough for you, then, you know, what can I say? I, you know,
Well, he said, are there any delis, are there any delis nearby? You can stop and we can go and get some deli, he's saying.
Oh, we can do that. I would like to make you as comfortable as possible while you are my guest, but I am the dish. I am the dish.
He's saying you certainly are, my dear. You certainly are. He's talking about, you know, this is a year that you're going to be going through a lot of changes, Queen. And he's saying, what I want to ask you is, you've got to think about what love means to you this year.
I do.
Really think
I
about what that word means, because, you know, love is coming your way this year is what he's showing me.
More,
and he's saying you have really wonderful attributes, you know. You really have a lot to offer someone.
I know. Thank you. But I know.
Yes.
You know, wow. I'm glad you can see it, Chris.
Yes. I was just saying, you know, you have so much motivation. And, you know, he loves, you know, the way you do things, the way you're able to accomplish things. And you don't give up on your dreams. And he's saying her creativity, her creative energy, wow. So he's really, he's amazed by what you can do as well. But he's saying that, you know, he feels that you need to just maybe be able to learn to relax a little bit more.
I can accept that. I'm ready for some masseuses around me as well.
Uh-huh. Well, that's wonderful. Yes, and he's saying, you know, with those suitors around you, two minds are always better than one, Queen. You know, and call them in at any time, you know.
You said suitors. I'll take the suitors, too, the royal gems that he has been.
Well, you know, you're talking about the royal gems. But the royal gems, you know, that's really funny, because when Ginger connected last night, Queen, he looked at Ginger and he said, I've never seen a dog with such beautiful hair extensions. And all of that, he said, Ginger, are those your family jewels? And she said, no, Prince, they're from Joan's collection on QVC.
I love it. I love the secret.
He did, too. He said, brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant, you know.
But I would say, I think you heard me say suitors, which I'll take suitors, bearing gifts and treasures, but also masseuses,
massages. Okay. He was talking about love.
Yeah.
There, you know, there may be a lot of perspectives in regard to love.
Yeah. I deserve an army of them.
Yeah.
Oh, am I in some form today? Whoa.
And he's just saying that, you know what, he loves everything you're doing, and he's saying, Queen, you are the epitome of intellectual power.
I'll take it. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's what we have today, I guess. And I'm thankful that you called in and you got to connect with Prince Philip. And I am going to turn it over to Queen Barbara. He's calling you Queen Barbara right
thank
now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Queen Barbara.
Thank you.
Barbara.
Okay,
welcome.
I'm here.
I see you. I feel you. I know you. I got you. Oh, today, whoa. Okay, love it.
So who are we calling forth today?
You know, I had a thought about Whitney. And so, yes. Because she has begun working with me, and I would like to share her with you all. So, Miss Houston, royalty, her presence and your messages for us today. Whitney Houston in the house. Command performance by the queens and the goddesses.
Okay, the first thing I'm getting, the first thing I'm getting is
prince.
A song. The greatest love.
of all.
Yes, that's it. It was like I said, the greatest love, and that was all I was supposed to say.
Oh, my greatness.
Okay. Oh. Here's the message she has. I strongly encourage everyone to love themselves. I look back over my life and I realize there were so many times where if I had just loved myself, I would have made different decisions, different choices. I would have created a life that was actually enjoyable, fulfilling for me. When I was thinking, I would give my heart to every song. I would put all that love in to go out to everyone else. But I never put that love into me. And now I realize that I had more than enough love to give and to receive. Don't live a one-sided life. You don't need to. It doesn't benefit the world for you to suffer. Do what is best for yourself as well as for others. And if you are doing what is best for yourself, you are naturally doing what is best for others because love just flows. It flows, the flow. Allow yourself to be loved. And these beautiful goddesses who are around me now are working on everyone as I'm speaking. Oh, this is just so much fun. And they are opening you guys up to loving yourselves. Let that happen. Let yourself be loved. It feels so good. I realize now how much I missed out on through my life. And I don't want anybody else to miss out on even one moment of love. So open up to it. Play the song. Take a bubble bath and just be. Just let yourself be loved. And that is the greatest gift that you can give and that you can receive. I love you.
Hi, Whitney. Thank you for the command performance. Wow. Thank you. Thank each one of you. And the laughter that came today has been so necessary, obviously. So when you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
And Queen, we have Princess Diana with us. She's here to pick up Prince Philip, and she's saying, Queen, only do what your heart tells you. Okay, and she was talking about, you know, she was a free spirit, she still is, and some people didn't like that. She's saying, you two are a beautiful free spirit, you know, don't let anyone ever change you.
And so it is, and so it shall be for here and all eternity. This was fun in so many different ways for coming to my world and for letting me into yours. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay, and we're going to our next caller from area code 914. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Kat. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hello, Kat. How are you?
Hi, good, thanks. How are you ladies doing?
Doing great.
That's
doing
awesome.
Great.
Yay. Such a fun show so far. I'm so glad I caught it. I just caught the end of it, but yeah, I'm so glad to connect with you both today.
Well, you know what? You are coming at the end, but we have Lady Diana, and she said, you know, just please call me Diana. She's waving at you, and she's saying, you know, always lead from your heart, Kat, not from your head. Okay?
Yeah.
And she wants you to know you have an absolutely beautiful heart.
Aw, that's she.
Beautiful heart. Yes,
yeah.
I think Prince Philip, he left. He's out. He's roaming around looking for more sandwiches. So he left for a second. I don't know where the Duke went, but I think he's trying to find another sandwich. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I feel like, you know, all your angels are coming in, Kat. It feels really beautiful. And you're surrounded by an entourage of angels, and they're saying, Kat, please always stay positive. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are they showing me? Let me see. Okay, and Diana wants to know, have you been playing with your inner child?
Yes, I've been trying. I know, it's been hard,
okay.
But I've been trying. I'm working on it.
Okay. And she's saying, make sure that you always follow your soul's longings and that you believe in yourself. And she's saying, Kat, you're an amazing example for others to follow.
Aww.
And she's showing me that there are many spiritual blessings coming your way, Kat.
Aww.
And you're here to bring positive changes to our world.
Wow.
And she, you know, she sees you always sending love out into the world, and she's saying that is so, you know, wonderful. It's absolutely beautiful. I'm getting, like, something might be coming your way. She's showing me a gift, so I think there might be a gift coming your way, Kat.
Wow.
Okay. But she's talking about choices. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about maybe doing something a little bit differently? Okay, that's what she was saying. Okay, she's saying that you're really creative, wonderfully creative.
Thank you.
And she loves everything that you're doing. She is talking about self-love. Make sure that you love yourself first and give yourself the love that you truly deserve, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, breathe in love and do it, you know, as often as you can. And allow your heart to be filled with this amazing, beautiful energy. Okay? What is she showing me? Okay, so she's showing me the mirror. Have you been doing mirror work?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's really, really important. That's absolutely amazing. I'm glad you're doing that. Okay? Okay, she's talking about, you know, the choices. And she's saying they're going to be for your higher good.
Oh,
the choices that you're making, okay?
Yeah.
I'm hearing the word prosperity.
Oh, thank you.
So, and I'm also seeing a picture of Italy.
Oh, my mom.
Yes, I feel like, you know, she's showing me you and your mom in Italy, you know?
Wow. Yeah, she really wants to go. She's like, I don't care, summer or winter, I want to go.
Well, as you're connecting with us, your energy is shifting, but it's beautiful energy, and it's connected to the heart, and I'm hearing success, okay?
Oh,
so just stay positive and listen to the guidance you get from your angels. Okay, do you have, like, a new idea in regard to business?
Well, I was thinking of, you know, getting different people than I've been encountering, like, I'm trying to get to more serious people because that's what I feel has been happening. Like, you know, somebody will say, yes, let's do something, and then they just get a little freaky.
Diana's saying, please don't worry, Kat. The universe is looking down upon you and your amazing energy and what you're wanting to do. And she's saying, you can achieve all your desires. Okay. I do feel like you're going to connect with people that are more in alignment to what you're doing.
Oh,
and that'll help you to go forward, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's beautiful. Really, really beautiful. And she's just handing you a crown, and she's saying, put your crown on. You haven't put it on today, you know? So always wear that invisible crown, Kat. And
yeah.
Remember who you are, okay?
Yeah.
So I think that's really beautiful. And she's just showing me, she's saying, love from above. It's your dad. And he's just, you know, I see little hearts, like, all around you.
Aww.
Sending you love. And she's saying his love has never left you, Kat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's what she's showing me. But I just feel like, you know, what you're doing is going to be really great. You know, you're going to be, you know, really, you know, be in alignment, okay? And she's saying Rome. Is there something specific about Rome?
I love Rome. I could move there.
Okay. Okay. So she's saying Rome. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that. Yeah. I see you there. Okay.
Wow.
So there's a lot of creativity. There's, you know, you have a lot of energy while you're there. There's peace. You know. So I feel it's really, really beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
And just she's saying, take time for you. You know, to just. To connect with your energy and to help you to stay in balance, you know, mind, body, and spirit, Kat.
Yeah.
Okay. But she's showing me, like I said, I see Italy, and you're just, I feel like your energy is different there. It's like more open, and it's just, it's more vibrant, you know?
Especially Rome, yeah.
Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, if I could work there, I'd stay there.
Yes, you feel safer, you feel more secure. Yeah, and you're just, you know, you're just going ahead, and it's absolutely beautiful. Okay. And she's saying, you know, you're learning from the past, and, you know, you're discovering new things. And she's telling me, Kat, that you are an old soul.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in tune with everything around you.
Aww.
She's saying, you know, part of your mission is to spread love throughout the planet, Kat. But she's also saying to me, you know, you maybe lately have you been neglecting your own needs?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, so she's saying, please, you know, take care of you, make time for relaxation. You know, you've got to tune into you, Kat, to your interior world. And make yourself a priority, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying you have been, you know, a little bit better balanced, okay? And she's saying, you know, when you're in balance, you have so much energy.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is your driving force to do things. And she's just, you know, she's waving and she's leaving. She's looking for Prince Philip. So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing, but you're doing a great job, Kat.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It was so wonderful to connect, hon. Take care.
Yeah, definitely.
Light and love, hon.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Kat. So what I was hearing while DC was talking were the words, believe in yourself.
Yes.
So... we are going to bring you into alignment with believing in yourself. And I have no idea how this is going to work, so, you know, just the usual, just hang with me.
You're all right. Really great.
Thank you. So are you. Okay, so there is a huge group of goddesses surrounding you right now.
Wow.
And they're holding their hands. Okay. There is a circle of goddesses surrounding you, and they're all facing that way. You're in the center. They're not facing you, but they're forming a circle around you. So they're standing sideways around you instead of front ways. And each one has their, let's see, which hand is it? the right hand over your head. So, and they're sending energy into you through that right hand. And then there's a whole bunch of angels flying above with their hands facing you. Okay, you've got a lot of energy coming into you. And here are the words that go along with that. You've been taught that you have to prove yourself, that you have to prove that you're good enough, that you have to prove that you're deserving, that you have to prove that you have value. And none of that has ever been true. So what we are filling with in this moment, and we are doing this with anyone who wants to receive, we are filling you with the energy of knowing your true value, knowing that you are beautiful, wonderful, amazing, phenomenal, worth it, knowing that you are loved, knowing that you have an amazing wisdom, that you make perfect decisions, knowing that you come from your heart and the people that you share with are benefiting just from being near you, knowing that you are radiating love at every moment, knowing that you are receiving love in every moment, knowing that you are in perfect balance, and that it is safe for you to be you. We are opening you to believing in yourself, to believing that when God created you, God created a masterpiece, because you are. Accepting all the good within you. We are reconnecting you with your own beauty, your own glory, your own power. We are opening you to loving you exactly as you are. Nothing has to change. You are the only you there is, so you are perfect. And you always will be. We are bringing you in alignment with your own greatness. Accept what we are giving to you. Just breathe deep and let it in. This is about you, about your life, about your choices, your creation. And as we bring you more and more into alignment with yourself, this opens you up to attract others who are ready to work with you, to help you to create, provide you with the investments, to bring you whatever you desire. No limitations, no restrictions, just whatever you desire comes to you. And this is all happening now, right now. Just let it in. Your life is now changing. Do not try to go back to the way it used to be. It won't work because you are no longer who you used to be. You now have the freedom to fully live your life, to fully create your desires, to fully love and be loved. And we are definitely hooking you into the flow of abundance. so that whatever you need is always there. Money, abundance, just appears as if by magic. And you accept because you know it's yours. Just be thankful for everything that you have and everything that you are receiving and everything that you are creating because it's yours. It's yours. It's yours right now. We will continue to work on you for a while. You can do whatever you like. It doesn't get in our way at all. We are just going to be opening you more and more and more to yourself, to your love, to your gifts, to your truth. We love you. Okay, how does that feel?
Wow, I hope everybody hears that and really feels that.
Well, you know, Prince Philip came in and he felt it, and he said, Kat, you know, you are worthy of having a head-over-heels love story.
Wow.
And then a royal wedding.
Oh, wow. Like I said, you ladies are invited.
Yes.
Oh,
he's saying, listen to Barbara, and as Barbara was giving you that beautiful message, he said, DC, look up, and then the sun came out so brightly. So everything is, you know, falling into place, and he's just saying, believe, be optimistic, Kat, have faith, let go of those worries, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And believe in love, because you truly deserve it, and it is coming, and he's been listening now to Blog Talk a little bit, and he never heard the word before, but he said, DC, is that what you call it? I said, yeah. And he said, okay, well, he's talking about your twin flame is coming, Kat.
Oh.
So he never heard that word before, but he asked me, and I told him yes, and he said, well, tell Kat that's what he, you know, he heard for her, twin flame.
Wow. Oh, I wasn't expecting that. Wow.
Yes, yes. So we can't wait, you know. We're excited to hear all the good news, yes. But you've got to believe in love stories and, you know, that you are worthy of having, you know, this amazing, beautiful twin flame coming forward, okay?
Yeah.
And I see your dad and Prince Philip, they're standing there. They're talking and smiling at you, Kat.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's amazing.
So I want to hear all about your beautiful love story, Kat.
Yes, yes, yes. You will. Yes, both of you will. Wow.
Oh, thank you. Well, enjoy the day and enjoy that energy.
I definitely will. Thank you immensely. Both of you are just angel put on earth. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Much, much, much love to you both.
You
as
well, Kat.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank
you. Okay. All right. My computer is doing its weird thing. Hold on. Here we go. All right, DC, we are done for today.
Beautiful. Well, Prince Philip said thank you so much for allowing him to be here today. He enjoyed himself thoroughly. He learned a few more things. And he said, you know, he wished and he had connected earlier, he would have been a Blog Talk fan of yours. He is now, of course, but he would have been earlier.
Well, he's welcome at any time.
Oh, well, he'll be back. Again, he's just saying, but it's all about the food, Barbara. He wants to know what's being served.
Oh, well, then he's definitely going to hang out with you because I don't eat as much love on the show as you do.
Oh, I know. He and I enjoyed before the show. It was his pre-lunch. We enjoyed a delicious roast beef sandwich. So he said that, you know, that got him enough energy to get ready for the show.
Well,
yes. Well, thank you. And thank you, Diana, for bringing him here today. We enjoyed each of your company and all the beautiful listeners and guests. What a beautiful day, Barbara.
Yes, it has been, and it will continue to be.
Yes, yes. We look forward to connecting on Sunday?
Yes, on Sunday.
Sunday, yes, yes. Well, thank you, Barbara. Everyone have a beautiful afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day and week, and we look forward to connecting Sunday. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.